Go to Mike'sHealthyChoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The infographic on the front page of Infowars.com says it all. It's an image from the mountains of El Paso, Texas, on the Mexican border. And the headline reads, ISIS is operating a camp just a few miles from El Paso, Texas, Judicial Watch. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens filed a report last night. They're on the ground in El Paso. They've already been into the edge of Mexico. They are inches away from getting a pilot to take them into the area where the reported jihadi base is located. They have the basic coordinates. So pray for those guys. They're going to be joining us with a breakdown of what they've done so far at the bottom of the hour. They may not be able to do that because the plane may be getting ready to take off right then. They're trying to make arrangements right now. Obviously, most pilots are scared to even do it. There's nothing illegal about it. These are pilots licensed to fly into Mexico. But we're working on that right now. And, of course, folks will say, well, keep it secret what you're doing. No, then they could set them up and spin something. We're openly just reporters doing our job. Judicial Watch, highly respected, has the documents, has the sources that, well, they admit thousands of jihadist types are coming across. It's being covered up. Congressmen are on record. And we're being set up basically for an ISIS attack. The Pentagon has told the military, don't even wear uniforms out in the open. Don't use military lingo or jargon. So we're there to investigate this situation. Then we have the gentleman joining us who got pulled over in Florida by the armored tank and threatened by the police. And we've also have some other special guests joining us in special reports today. It is a jam-packed news transmission. Huge amounts of intel right after this quick break. But first off, here is part of Joe Biggs' first report from the border. See the video at InfoWars.com.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Right now we are on the border of Juarez, Mexico. That is right behind me in this area there that's lit up. We've come out here to investigate an article we saw by Judicial Watch saying that they've got intel that there are basically ISIS sleeper cells, people training over here in an area called Anapra. Now we're going to fly over tomorrow in a single-engine Cessna, a very small plane, try to get low flying altitude footage of that compound. And then we're also going to go investigate the East Portillo Mountains, which is just west of us in New Mexico. Now, we've shown you time and time again how these borders are intentionally left wide open, that a threat like ISIS could possibly come across. Now, a lot of people go, well, ISIS is funded by America. Yeah, we got that. We know that we accidentally dropped weapons caches off of that. We know that we're funding them, but it's the old Frankenstein thing. Dr. Frankenstein is the Obama administration, and these guys are the monsters. ISIS is out of control, and they're chopping people's heads off, killing Christians in record numbers. And this is something we've come out here to investigate. We want to bring awareness to the fact that these guys are operating now right at our border. Now, we've already heard reports that these guys are apparently already operating in every state. This could be the key spot where they're coming over right now. So for the next few days, we're going to be out here investigating what's going on, looking into this, and bringing you guys as much information so we can keep you up to date. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
That's an excellent quick report. We should again add that the FBI says ISIS is in all 50 states, that they are coming across the border and brace for imminent attack, and ISIS is publishing videos saying they're going to destroy the United States. And Joe Big, back in September of last year, went with Josh Owens to that very spot because he'd been stationed at Fort Bliss when he got out of the Army there at Biggs Field, strangely enough. And he had said, this is the type of place, if I was ISIS, I would come across. because we knew that they were across the border there. He said that very spot, that's where they now say the Mexican authorities and others say they are coming across and that it's being allowed to happen. So we are over the target, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have those reporters on today, and they're going to be up in the air, Lord willing. So give them some prayers for Providence. Infowars.com. Tip the spear, a real journalist.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
For 2,000 plus miles from South Texas, stretching all the way to the coast of the Pacific Ocean in California, there are giant sectors of complete lawlessness. 75 miles into Arizona, there are signs up telling citizens not to go down major paved roads and saying that up to a third of the state is now under cartel control. And in that festering criminal zone, that 2,200-mile pockmarked zone, the FBI, Homeland Security, members of Congress, and now the Mexican government, all so they don't get the blame when the attacks come, are warning that ISIS has training camps. Right across the New Mexico, Mexico border and the South Texas, Southeast Texas, Southwest Texas border zone. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens are there, and they are investigating the reported training camp. But we know that thousands of other than Mexicans, you can pull these numbers up, they're mainstream news, come across every month just in that border crossing sector that they're at alone. And the majority of them are from China,
And then after that, they are from the Middle East, and many of them are jihadis, and ISIS has said they're infiltrating. And again, ISIS comes out of Europe and comes out of England and comes out of the U.S. and Canada. They recruit young radical Islamicists to the secret army that the West was openly funding to launch major attacks for 4 years against Assad in Syria, but also against Egypt, our supposed ally, who CNN then praised the jihadis when they overthrew that government, and to overthrow Gaddafi, who we double-crossed, who for 8 years worked with the West and apologized and paid reparations and brought in U.S. companies and European companies, and then they set him up and brought in the jihadis. And that is not a good Americana policy to try to destabilize countries and bring in tyrants. So you've got Al-Qaeda armed with 50 caliber Barretts. We're showing video of this of your TV viewer at Infowars.com right now. When they came into Syria and then into Iraq, so in some cases up to 300 trucks bought in the U.S. These are cartels in Chihuahua. I had thought you were rolling ISIS video, and it looked almost identical. And I knew those were American-made trucks. That is making my head spin, how you can put these cartels right next to ISIS, and it looks like the same people. And that's exactly what the State Department and others have been admitting, is that the cartels are now linking up with ISIS, and they have similar tactics. In fact, you can put in the headline, Mexican cartels and ISIS have similar tactics, are basically merging. And then we can show the video of the cartels again, but the video I was wanting to show is the ISIS folks coming into Iraq. Wow. That looked exactly like ISIS. You're talking about 30, 40, 50, or maybe more vehicles just taking over entire sectors of Mexico to illustrate my point about how lawless it is down there. Simply incredible. I'm going to break this down in detail at the bottom of the hour. Headline, Infowars.com. ISIS has camps on the U.S. border, but Obama says right-wing extremists are the greatest terror threat. ISIS camps now have been discovered directly across the U.S. and Mexico border. That's by Judicial Watch. I mean, I can't find a time where Judicial Watch was wrong. They just get government documents. They double-check government sources. They have broken on Republicans and Democrats basically everything. I mean, they were reporting back in 2001, 2002, the Saudi connection to 9/11. That was one of our sources. We had folks on from Judicial Watch then. That's now all been confirmed. And they're saying multiple camps right across the Texas and New Mexico border, only about 30 miles apart from each other, because El Paso is very close there in southwest Texas to the New Mexico three corners, you know, kind of three different, two states, one country come together right there. I guess you could say four corners, because it's two countries and two states all come together right there, but pretty amazing. We're going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour in details. We are going to be, I think they've got it set, a pilot to take them in over the camp. I talk about it because it actually gives our people, in my experience, more safety from the U.S. government or somebody else trying to shoot them down and blame it on somebody else or stop them trying to document this camp. And we're not going to be stopped. If we get stopped going in by air, we're going to go in by ground. And I'm not going to announce when that's going to be, obviously, if that happens, but I'll probably have to go down there myself as well. And I'll have to wait till Buckley, who's on vacation, comes back, because he grew up and was born in Guatemala and speaks fluent Spanish. And he's actually hung around down there over the border in that area before. But I'm not going to get into that story. So I've got to wait till he gets back till we do that. But this is a big deal. We're going to go out there. And this is obviously a very dangerous area. I mean, on lakes bordering Mexico down in that area, if you're out jet skiing or on a fishing boat, they'll just drive up and shoot you. And the politically correct media will try to cover it up. And there have been a lot of cases of that. So pray for the crew down there, Josh Owens and Joe Biggs. Coming up, dash cam video shows Arizona officer intentionally running over suspect. I had this in my stack yesterday, but I didn't cover it, because I hadn't had time to investigate the whole story. I'm going to give you my take on this in just a moment. I will say that I think the officers should be given a medal. So we're going to break that down here in just a moment. Then coming up, Gunther Grass, one of the top German intellectuals, warns of a sleepwalking into World War in final interview. AFP, Germany's Nobel-winning author, Gunther Grass, said he feared humanity was sleepwalking into World War in the last interview he gave before his death on Monday. We have, on the one side, Ukraine, whose situation is unimproving. In Israel and Palestine, things are getting worse. And the disaster the America left in Iraq, the atrocities of the Islamic State, and the problem of Syria, he told the Spanish newspaper El Pasis in the interview published Tuesday, a day after his death. We're going to break down some of his final quotes. America spent $374 billion on big pharma drugs last year alone. You heard me right. Talk about a drugged-out population. The main ingredient in the psychotropic drugs is fluoride. That's the molecule they build off of. And $374 billion. Chicago to pay reparations to police torture victims from the torture compound that was discovered 2 months ago. Secret torture compound. And we're going to get, obviously, into a ton more. Joel Gilbert, proven right again. He said that the communist mentor, top pornographer, top communist, top Soviet spy on record in his sector, Frank Marshall Davis, the real father of Barack Hussein Obama. It's undoubted. His film, Who's My Real Father? We sell it at InfoWars.com. I didn't even believe it when I first saw it and checked it, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, this film will really freak you out. The whole Kenya thing was a bait and switch. We're going to break that down in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. But he has now basically been vindicated. Obama has come out and said he owes his worldviews to Frank Marshall Davis. It's unbelievable. The video, the audio is up on InfoWars.com. Simply amazing. And we saw the pornography he shot with a woman that's the exact spitting image of Obama's mother on the same couch in the same house. I mean, it's the same pictures on the wall where Davis shot these Betty Page-style porns. And then it's his mother. And then he would spend whole summers there for at least 10 years with him. And his grandfather, who was CIA, was Frank Marshall Davis's, quote, best friend. I mean, that's in his book, Dreams of My Father, Obama's book, that he lived with Davis, a top communist pornographer. And then we've got his mother from the private collection that Gilbert was able to purchase. And they've not denied it, and it's his mother. They didn't put a lot of the photos in the film. Boy, let me tell you. But back in the day, they didn't have video. People traded photos. And fine, she's in pornography. I'm not judging her. The thing is, she did that to be compromised. And this was her boyfriend. And that's why he said in the Harvard Review that he was from Kenya. He was the editor of the Harvard Review. And in 3 years, he was the editor every issue for a month. How many? Well, what's 3 times 12? That many times he said, I am from Kenya. I was born in Kenya. His father looks nothing like him. Then they said he never said that. Then his wife said in two speeches in 2007 that he was from Kenya. Born in Kenya. So that we would all believe that and then fight over that, hiding the fact that his dad is Frank Marshall Davis, the communist. And he's now come out and said that he owes everything to that. I'm going to play the clip before he joins us, but I mean, it's just over the top. And that's what the globalists will do. They admit that. They'll do stuff so over the top and so bold and so brazen that people can't even believe it. Our president, who is the spitting image of Frank Marshall Davis, I mean, it's him. That's his daddy. I mean, you look at my dad, you look at me, you look at my dad when he was my age, I mean, that's my daddy. You look at my mother, that's my mama. I mean, I look like my mama. Probably more than my daddy. Probably 60% look like my mother. 40% like my dad. And then you look at Frank Marshall Davis. I mean, it is Barack Obama's daddy. And he is a communist, known KGB officer, and a top pornographer to fund the communist operation. And he was connected in with groups like the Weathermen and others. You know how they funded themselves. bank robberies, you name it. I mean, you just can't make it up. I mean, we are in the hands of hardcore scum. I mean, we are in trouble. They are trying to bring this country down, Cloward and Piven style. I mean, he lived with Davis. It's his daddy. Looks just like him. And then he comes out and says it. Even talks like him. Talks like his daddy. It's his daddy. Not that guy over there in Kenya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Arizona Pavilion tonight.
All right, one round just went out into the sky. It's definitely unlocked now. It's definitely loaded. Have units. Be prepared.
reports, did the subject shooting or did you shoot?
Negative, did not shoot. Unit right there, just stand off, stand off. The gun is loaded. Unit on Quatera Farm, stay off. Oh! Jesus Christ, man down.
435, we're Buffalo.
One, he's down.
Unit right there, just stand off. Stand off. The gun is loaded. Unit on Quatera Farm, stay off. Right, man down.
You know what?
435.
This video came out yesterday, and I didn't have time to research it, so I didn't play the clip. If you're a TV viewer, you obviously just saw that. If you're a radio listener, you probably heard about it or have seen it on the news, but the video is up on InfoWars.com. Dash cam video shows Arizona officer intentionally running over suspect. And they've got the civil rights groups out all freaking out. When this gentleman on record, and I've got a whole list of the things he did, he robbed a 7-Eleven with a club, metal club. Then an hour later, he set fire to a church. And reportedly, I think he did a bunch of other stuff, too. Stole a car, went in, manhandled a .30-30 in ammo at Walmart, threatened a bunch of people, basically shot at the cops. I mean, if somebody's got a gun waving around shooting, I'm going to get out from behind the door, and I'm going to shoot the guy with a rifle. I mean, there's not... And then, see, there's other cops pulling up, and I guess they were just going to let themselves get shot, so the other cop just decides to ram him, which is unorthodox, but that's the type of thing you want, in my view, if people are inside a school shooting people. I mean, that stuff didn't go on a long time ago because everybody had guns inside the school. The principal did. There were guns in their trucks outside, and you wouldn't get away with it. And in the old days, the cops would just run right in and shoot you. But nowadays, they wait till a SWAT team gets there and they sit around for 2 or 3 hours. It's just ridiculous. And so, you know, you can say the guy's a hothead, and you can say he made a mistake. You can say he crashed the police car. The point is, you got a guy waving a rifle around that's just burning down buildings, robbing people, aiming guns, shooting guns. I mean, it's just end of story. You can march all day with your gun as long as you're not pointing at people. I'm pro-Second Amendment, but I'm not for lunatics going around killing people. And now they've got the different civil rights organizations freaking out, saying everything in the video seems to point towards an obvious excessive use of force. Really, the guy's still alive. If I'd have been the cop that was already there and the guy's shooting, I'd have just got out and shot the guy. I mean, just no-brainer. You're running around shooting at people. I'm going to kill you. I don't need any police training to know that. If there's somebody walking around shooting a gun out here, I'm gonna get my rifle, I'm gonna just take my time, and I'm gonna look at what's behind the target, and I'm gonna pull the trigger. I mean, it's real simple. And that's why we've got shotguns too. So we don't shoot people in another building. But regardless, let's say in the heat of the moment I didn't think. Everything is intent, and I got a rifle, and then it ricocheted off some building down the street. I wouldn't get in trouble because my intent was to stop someone doing harm. It's the same thing with a cop. You have to be in the heat of the moment yourself to then be able to judge, in my view. And they're looking at suspending or firing the cop right now, but then now they're going back the other way saying, no, maybe he acted, the right to put the guy down. But that just shows the extreme nature of the anti-police movement that's funded by George Soros and the left, that no matter what they do, they're attacked. And then you have the police responding in an extreme way, defending bad cops then. No, go after bad cops that are obviously bad. You grab somebody for no reason, put them in handcuffs, pull your gun out, shoot them in the back, you need to get life in prison or executed. You shoot some guy running away and then make jokes about it and then plant a taser. It's premeditated murder. So don't defend people like that. There are bad guys out there. But then to go to the next extreme, when there's somebody going around with a gun, shooting it, and he's just robbed and been stealing and burning buildings down. I mean, that's just a no-brainer response. So we're going to come back and shift gears out of that story and get into bad police conduct, Chicago to pay reparations to police torture victims. We may be able to get our reporters up with the news on the Al-Qaeda base right over the Texas border and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, we're here. No compromise, hardcore, in the face of the globalists. I'm your host, Alex Jones, dedicated to telling the truth, dedicated to researching history, dedicated to taking on the globalists. And I have assembled an amazing team of men and women who are dedicated to liberty and telling the truth as well. We are about to go to Joe Biggs and Josh Owens right there on the Texas border. I know they're planning to go into Mexico. They may be in Mexico. It looks like it. From the Skype feed, if you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free video feed right now so you can actually see our guys there on the ground. Here's the headline, InfoWars.com. Economic collapse blog story. ISIS has camps on the U.S. border, but Obama says right-wing extremists are the greatest terror threat. ISIS camps have now been discovered directly across the U.S. border with Mexico, and we've now confirmed that these training drills like the one in California last weekend are to take on sovereign citizens, veterans, and gun owners. As we predicted, now from Florida to California, the videos are coming in, and they are targeting to round up patriots. Gee, wonder why InfoWars was banned from the exercise. Judicial Watch, highly respected, has got the intel, the documents. Congressmen have gone public as well. We know thousands a month, other than Mexicans, many of them Middle Eastern, come across the border. Joe Biggs, who was stationed at Fort Bliss before he got out of the Army as a staff sergeant, wanted to go down there last year, saying they say ISIS is over the border from South Texas. With the early reports that have now been confirmed, I want to go down there and show where I think they come across, right by the city park on the edge of El Paso, where it's a half foot deep water. Turns out Judicial Watch, with the Mexican authorities and others, have come out and said that exact 1 mile stretch is indeed where they're coming through. And a quarter mile from there, they leave these huge gates open at night, and we have that footage as well. So we're going to condense all this together into one special report tonight on the news, but Joe Biggs is there. They're working on getting an aircraft. At this point, I've said they're going in. I don't want to give too much about did they get one or when this is going to happen, but it's very soon. But Joe's going to give us a breakdown of what's happened so far via the magic of Skype there on the border. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens, you left yesterday at about 6, filed a report late last night. What have you learned since? Break it all down.
Well, right now, Alex, we are standing outside of Anapra. Anapra is the area that is listed in the Judicial Watch report stating that there is a possible ISIS terror cell operating over there. That place is pretty much run by a lot of the drug cartels from Juarez. So we're standing on this mountain range just on the other side. If we walk across though here, we could be in Anapra. But yes, like you said earlier, we're trying to work on an aircraft right now, a small plane, to be able to hover over this area and fly around and try to get some footage and possibly spot this area and get that footage out to you guys.
I see the El Norte train. That's one of the actual trains the illegals jump on by the tens of thousands a day to come into the U.S. Don't see any on that one. But that is just an amazing image of you out there in the desert in the mountains with the train going through.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity out here. I mean, this is the one area, though, where the Border Patrol actually have to have their armored vehicles. They have to have the cages up over the windows because Anapra is a pretty bad area. I mean, Juarez is bad given, but this place right here, the actual border fence, which is not even that great, is right along the side of the city. So just splitting between, you know, the U.S. and Anapra is this little fence. So
I can see the fence. Looks like you're, what, about 600 yards from that?
Yeah, it ends, though, right over my left shoulder, and then there's nothing going up really that much up to the top of the hill.
How many yards away would you say from the end of that black fence we see right there?
You're about 800.
800 yards?
Yeah. This is about the best view that we could get up high enough so you could actually see the city.
Well, I want to talk to you off air during the next break to decide what we're going to do, but everything's looking good right now?
Yeah, everything is good thus far. I'm trying to work on a couple different plans. Like I said, we're going to try to take a trip out to the East Portillo Mountains tomorrow, which is about an hour and 20-minute drive. Possibly try to fly over that today as well because they said that's where the ISIS spotters are posted up in that mountain ridge trying to look over the Mexican border, and then when they give them the all clear, they signal them through.
Amazing. Again, Judicial Watch says the camp's there. Congress people say they're coming across. They've been caught coming across. Why do you think they'd want to whitewash this and cover this up and then have the one of the biggest domestic exercises ever to take on patriots at the same time? What do you think's going on, Joe?
Well, I mean, even the local news around here is just saying, oh, you know, we contacted Border Patrol officials. They say that this article from Judicial Watch is basically bogus and there's no evidence to support these claims. You know, this is what we've been hearing for the past year, Alex. I mean, we keep hearing that, you know, this isn't happening. The border's secure. It's not wide open. And then eventually somebody releases an article, shows pictures where they've captured four, you know, Iraqi guys with, you know, that are ISIS sympathizers, and they're finding prayer rugs, and they're finding, you know, translation books from Arabic and Urdu to English and all this stuff out here and prayer beads. So there's something definitely going on.
Well, it's the Border Patrol people that are actually leaking the information. And it's in their reports, thousands other than Mexican. That's what they call it in the reports. You can see Iraq, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Libya. But then it's not just that. There's also other jihadis from Western countries coming in. And this is where they're coming into the country. And it's just amazing that they're trying to cover this up because they don't want folks to know the border is wide open.
Yeah, because, you know, then that means that it shows that their almighty Obama is not doing his job just like he promises he is, because most of the sheep think he's doing a great job right now. If they actually came out here to the border, that's what I tell people all the time. People always want to get mad and yell at me like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just crazy. Well, I've actually been out here numerous times. This is like my fifth trip to El Paso in the last year. Nothing's changed. Nothing is improved. The border is completely and totally wide open in many places, maybe not the entire border everywhere, but all you need is a gap, and that word of mouth travels down south, and everyone knows where that gap is, and they exploit it, and they go through it, and there's nothing being done to stop it or patch it up.
Well, sure, and of course, still the Obamanoids support Obama, but the majority of Americans in all the polls aren't buying it, so that's why the media is trying to keep clamps on it, but Ja'Kari Jackson and our other reporters last year went down to McAllen, also in South Texas, because of our Border Patrol sources, and they were there saying they're ordered to let the illegals through, and they give them vouchers and ship them in. And that's now mainstream media. So they don't want this getting out, but it is getting out that it's happening.
But the funny thing is, though, is when I go out and I show the borders where they're open, you know, the Border Patrol will try and sometimes hassle you. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, what are you doing out this way? You can't get close to the border. I'll be like, why not? You're letting illegals through. Why can't I, as a citizen, walk on my own soil, which is all the way up to the fence? I can go wherever I want to. So they want to try to hassle people sometimes, which I think is just trying to help cover up the fact that the border's open.
Well, sure, that's their order. They get reprimanded or fired if they report on the illegals coming in. That's in the news. And they're even told, let them go when they commit crimes. Because that's what the criminal, illegitimate government wants. Just because the Border Patrol, most of them follow their orders, doesn't mean that we're going to follow the globalist operations. And again, I don't want to just make the Border Patrol the enemy here. They're really upset about what's happening. But at the same time, they're just replacing them with these political officers that will engage in the treason. And I have been down at the border myself. We have footage of it down by Big Bend. And they have the Border Patrol spotting with their binoculars and radios college kids, but also adults, drinking beer on the Rio Grande and throwing footballs, and they come up and give you tickets while the illegals come across right in front of them. So they're not allowed to do that.
I mean, I've seen that tons of times. I mean, quite frankly, almost every trip I've been on, I see Border Patrol agents posted up in their vehicles playing Angry Birds or something like that. Or almost one time we were flying, I think it was with Glenn Spencer, we were flying, a guy was laying up on the hood of the vehicle, just like posting it up, just like trying to get some sun, not watching what was going on, not watching the fact that in that area of Arizona, there's really no border, and there's just barbed wire fence.
They're not allowed to do their job. They've been ordered. I mean, it was in the news 2 weeks ago, like Associated Press, I remember the headline, Border Patrol ordered to ignore large groups of illegals.
Yeah.
I mean, if they pull over a van full of 15 people and the driver's drunk, they're openly ordered to release them, but then go out and find citizens who are the enemy. I'm telling you, it's sick.
And then you don't even know who's in that large group who has these ISIS connections or intentions, who are trying to meet up with other sleeper cells in the country to do harm. You know, right here in El Paso, you've got Fort Bliss, which is the largest tank division in the world. I mean, there's 60, 70,000 troops here. That's a huge base.
That's Task Force 6, right?
Yes. You also have a huge power grid location that we did some reports from last time when Josh Owens and I were here. These are big targets. You have White Sands Missile Range, where there's a lot of military stuff that goes on there. There's a lot of stuff out here where a potential attack could happen. I mean, just over this other, on the other side of the mountain over here, you have the University of Texas, El Paso. This is a prime spot for something like that. That's why they need to spend
That's
money
exactly
on
what
border.
They'll get.
They need the security. They need to beef up the security out here, and they're not doing it because all of this stuff right now is just—it's just sad that they're not doing anything about it.
Well, how are they going to get away with it when their Al Qaeda boys, ISIS boys, attack a mall or attack that university or attack the military base? I mean, imagine 500 or 50, 10, whatever the number is going to be, Major Hassan's attacking the base, and they won't even call it a terror attack when it happens. I mean, it's just incredible because they got to keep that border open to collapse us into the North American Union, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I totally agree. So hopefully we can get some information out here while we're out here today. We're still waiting on this confirmation from a pilot to get out here and get footage over Arapa and then get down to the East Portillo Mountains as well.
All right. We know you guys can go in there as well. We're in the Judicial Watch documents. They're saying...
Oh, one other thing, too, though. The East Portillo Mountains, from what I've been looking into, is mostly overlooked by BLM. So if there's BLM there, then there's also these, you know, reports of ISIS spotters. You know, that's another thing to think about. What's going on there?
Well, our government at the highest levels has been criminally aiding and abetting the leadership of ISIS, which is just Al-Qaeda in Iraq. I mean, they admit that. And so just to confuse the public, it would be too much if the government got caught funding Al-Qaeda, so they just changed the name and confuse people. It's just really incredible that this is happening. And, Joe, if you see the Border Patrol, you know, usually they follow you and act like you've done something wrong, or the state police, go over to them. I mean, we're not the enemy, even though they've been trained we are, and say, hey, you know, are you aware of these Judicial Watch reports? And, I mean, obviously, they're going to say, go talk to public affairs. And
yeah,
you go talk to public affairs, they'll give you a card and call you in 1,000 years. But just continue. You can do a man on the street asking folks if they're aware of what's going on. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens, a great job. You guys be safe down there.
Thank you.
All right, there they go from right there at the border. And it's already muy caliente down there. All right, let me now shift back into the news. There is obviously so much of it. This is really bizarre. Leaking of government officials' addresses accompanied by note warning of FEMA crackdown by New World Order Satanist. Publication of sensitive material blamed on right-wing hackers. We're going to print that article off and cover that coming up in the next segment. You have the video that he shot last night. ISIS camp discovered at U.S. border. Questions swirl over bizarre Walmart closures. We're learning that they've not called out permits on the supposed plumbing. You know that's made up when it's now, it was 6, now it's 8 Walmarts. In the South, are they turning into low-income housing? That's what one tip said. Is it shutting them down because people trying to unionize? Did Chinese communists buy Walmart? I mean, these are the stories all coming out. It's kind of a whodunit. What do you think's going on? There's another video of my son and Morgan Rob Dew's son, on children beg state to let them go outside. CPS grabbing children from normal homes for them children being allowed to play outside. Meanwhile, a detailed report, TSA workers caught manipulating body scanners, groped genitals for sexual gratification. That broke in CBS News yesterday. We show you some of the history of it. Hillary visits college, puts everyday Iowans on lockdown when she comes, then calls herself just a normal person, and goes on to say that she's going to wage war against basically the 1%. Number one, that's all a fraud. If you make, I think it's like $250,000 a year, it depends on inflation, maybe almost $300,000 now, but if you make $300,000 a year, let's just give a high-end number to make sure we're accurate, you are in the 1%. I wish that, you know, 10% made $300,000 or 20%, you'd really have a booming economy then. Every economist knows a big middle class is key to an upwardly mobile working class, blue-collar folks. It's the entrepreneur middle class in every culture that is the engine. And big elites, the ultra-rich, always wage war against it to consolidate power. Because their next big competition is coming out of the middle class. And political opposition is coming out. Because they can't be bought. They have their own thing. They don't want to be under your control. They don't want centralized board. And so when we sit there and attack Hillary and go, oh, yeah, you're funded by the 1%, but you claim they're fighting them. We almost give in to this class warfare, myself included, that 1% is bad. We did the math last year. I forget the exact math. I think it was .0. It was 7 zeros. And then a 2-3. Because if you go off the Rothkopf, Henry Kissinger group, saying there's 6,000 people that own and run the world, I agree with that number. It's a little big, but let's say 6,000. You average 6,000 into the different global wealth numbers that are out there, and they vary, but you always come up with a .000000 and then some numbers that has half the wealth and growing. In a few years, we're set to have 60% of the wealth. to a man and a woman, these rich globalist billionaires, except for a few families, fund taking your guns, getting rid of borders, taking your family, breaking up the family. The richest percentile of Americans make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So how could $135,000 salary make you a one percenter? Now, see, that's an article out of what, the Daily Beast? Well, that's out of the Atlantic. So they're saying $135,000. The numbers I've seen is really about $300,000 because the rich are good at hiding their money. But the point is, who buys cars? Who goes to restaurants? Who gets their hair done? Who could put the swimming pool in? Who hires nannies? Who sends people to college? Who, you know, donates land to the, you know, for a park? It's the middle class. And so Hillary says the problem is people making $135,000 a year. Well, no. No. It's billionaires like George Soros that get their money from government bailouts and Warren Buffett. So when we come back, we have a couple clips here of Hillary at the university acting like a regular lady when they shut the whole place down for the piece of garbage. I'm running for president because I think the Americans and their families need a champion. And she goes into how she's going to battle the 1%. Well, actually, it's true. Hillary's telling the truth. That's the headline. Hillary's telling the truth about battling the 1%. She wants to get rid of the lower 99.99999% of the 1% that's her enemy for the super elite.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We're back, and here is Hillary, who's going to battle the insiders. What a joke.
I just want to tell you a little bit about why I'm here today. I think we all know that Americans have come back from some pretty tough economic times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And our economy and our country are much better off because American families have basically done whatever it took to make it work. But I think it's fair to say that as you look across the country, the deck is still stacked in favor of those already at the top. And
yeah, you helped
there's something
that
wrong
one.
With that. There's something wrong
oh,
when
really? You helped change the laws for derivatives.
Times more than the typical worker. There's something wrong when American workers keep getting more productive as they have, and as I just saw a few minutes
you see,
ago.
They do this?
Very possible.
And then don't go after the actual elite. Training, but then just raise taxes.
Productivity is not matched in their paychecks. And there's something wrong when hedge fund managers pay lower tax rates than nurses or the
Obama almost got 2-to-1 money from hedge fund people than
here over the last 2 years.
The guy I ran against.
And there's something wrong when students and their families have to go deeply into debt to be able to get the education and skills they need
in order
to make the best of their own lives. And I looked at the figures. The average
they're shutting our power plants down to gouges. They're tearing down dams.
Comes out with nearly $30,000 in debt. And that's, I think, the ninth highest debt load in the country. And people are struggling. I met earlier today with a young student who is piecing together work and
really
loans,
hard to listen to her.
Knowing full well he's going to come out owing a lot of money. So we've got to figure out in our country how to get back on the right track. And I'm running for president because I think that Americans and their families need a champion.
Oh, my goodness.
And I want to be that champion. I want to stand up and fight for people so that they can not just get by, but they can get ahead and they can stay ahead.
And that's why that's propaganda from CNN carrying that. We're here analyzing it. That's why you have presided for 25 years over the dismantling of the country and the debt bubbles and the college garbage and all of it, and then you want to sit there and act like you're fighting it. By the way, the guys were able to pull up my breakdown from Forbes. Are you rich enough? The terrible tragedy of income inequality among the 1%. And it goes on to say the 1% starts at 300,000, what I had said, according to Berkeley's Emmanuel Sayas. Not until you get to the top 0.1% with an income of $1.9 million a year do you achieve the velocity and start to escape Earth's monetary gravitational field. And that is, again, the top 10% of 1%. And then you look at just the top few percent. That's the 1,000-plus, I think it's like 1,200 and something billionaires. And then above them are the super ultra-rich whose money is a state secret. And that, of course, is the British royalty, the Rothschilds, and the Dutch royalty, all of their wealth are state secrets. What's not a state secret is that we are funded by viewers and radio listeners like you. Thank you for supporting our local sponsors, our local affiliates, and by purchasing high-quality water filtration systems that cut out the fluoride and all the other garbage at InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER, to get 10% off. Start filtering you and your children's water today. It's very inexpensive, high-quality. And it's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We're running the Alex Jones Challenge Pack special, the three things that supercharged my muscle gain and fat loss and health in the 45-day trial I did where I lost 6 pounds of fat and gained muscle. You can see the video at InfoWars.com. It's celebrating my journey back to being in good shape. I gained 99 pounds, folks, so I've lost 60-plus. But it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get free shipping with the X2 iodine, the Oxy Powder, Super Male Vitality all together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.